Hello everyone, it's time again for Heart to Heart. Another time to speak from the heart. I love the Holy Spirit, and He always speaks from the heart. I love hearing from God. I thank God for all that He does in our lives. Everybody is important to the Lord. Everybody is highly valued in the kingdom of God. It's not well known, but everyone in the kingdom of God has great potential, very great potential. When people act on their love and they increase in the way of love towards the Lord, and they have a heart to seek Him and know Him, their potential is without limit what God can do through His people. But because of the ways of the world and the persuasion of the world, most people don't know their full potential. They think that they only expect to do a little bit for the Lord. And many people don't think that what they have to offer matters, because the way of the persuasion of the world is totally opposite of the ways of God. And the ways of the world is full of limitations, restrictions. People try to put you in a negative class. If people don't feel that they can do great things, they're not going to feel that you can either. And everybody who did great things, they always had to break through. You know, when there's always restrictions in the world, you know. But people who are fighters, they break through. And people who love God's ways, they have to break through if they want what's better. In every way there is, you have to break through. You have to take what's yours. The kingdom, Jesus said that the violent take the kingdom, and the violent take it by force. The kingdom of the world, It's a violent kingdom. So when we want to go and win souls, you have to take the kingdom by force. You have to advance the kingdom of God by force, by doing what God gives you to do. That's the easy path to do it. That's the best path to do it. Who could dig the most? A man with a shovel, or a man with heavy equipment, a track loader, or loading equipment? The man with the loading equipment can do the most good. He can dig the most dirt. So is it with the man who is anointed by the Lord to do something. When we are anointed, we have the ability of God to do something, and we're set apart to do it. And not only that, God will pave the way. He will help you get in the arena where your anointing can do the most good. That's why following God is so important. There's a network of people that will help you do what you have to do. And the more people that God has that will just thoroughly obey Him, they're willing and obedient. They love God. They love His will. They love His people. They walk the line. They don't deviate and play with the world. It's in their heart to do what's right, just like those two trees. They choose the tree of life and they reject the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They choose God's path and they reject Satan's path. They choose God's way and they reject their own way, man's way, other people's way, Satan's way. They reject it. And when you do it that way, now your persuasion is working for the Lord. Your influence is now working for the Lord. Your anointing is being used by the Lord. Now the anointing multiplies. As you use it, you grow in it. When you start out in seed form. The Lord has sanctioned you to do this great work. And as you begin, a healing process began, just like the healing process that began in your members. You got a brand new heart, and then you receive the word of God and renew your mind, and then you bridle your body just like a man bridles a horse. And you don't, you know, you control your, you learn to control your tongue. And if you can control your tongue, you can control everything. And you learn to speak life into your path. You learn to speak life into your destiny. You learn to speak life, the will of God, the perfect will of God into your future, into your destiny. And you begin to act on it. And you begin to see it work in your life. A healing process has begun in you, in your members. And then as you operate in the anointing, a healing process, it benefits other people. And the healing process begins in them. Then you have what we call spiritual wealth. You can't see it, but you have money that's spendable in heaven. And I'm going to explain that. You have money in your heavenly account. And then as you go forward, the Lord will reward you to do an even greater job for Him. And also He'll reward you for you. Now, as you continue, this pattern of life works. You learn things as you grow, like we've been saying. The only way in the bubble of obedience, you're going to learn more. As you're obedient to the Lord, you're going to take God at His word. It's easier to trust Him. You take Him at His word. Things get greater and they multiply. It's easier for you to learn from Him. And it's wise for God to teach you, because you contend for the faith. You do something with the word of God that you learn. You don't just hold it back and put it in a bag. You know, you're not just like the man that's getting rich and put all of his money in a bank account and live a meager life. You're using this knowledge. You're using this knowledge as you go forward. And that puts you in a category to learn things that you couldn't learn before. And people that knew you before you began, they process you the same way. But when in conversations, it doesn't take long for them to realize that you've grown and you've changed and you're growing. And some people will cherish that because that's what they want to do. And some people will hate you for it because you outdid them. You know, pride still works out there, and pride will work in anybody that allows it. Pride doesn't just work in people who are not Christians. Pride works with anybody that will allow it, will work in pride at any time. And Christians, they usually do their worst deeds in moments, and then they either learn from it or they continue in it. Now, when I first got saved, Chris Lucas, my friend, he said, "Now that you're a Christian, you don't have to sin." And he explained that the sin nature was broken. He said Christians sin when they want to. And some Christians do want to sin, because they haven't learned just like we learn the value of God's word. Sometimes we need to learn the danger of worldly ways. It's a very dangerous thing to get in pride. Pride is opposition to God. Pride is opposition to the Holy Spirit. Pride is opposition to Jesus Christ. And it will cause you to fight the living plan of God. And that's why when people love the world, they become the enemy of God. They become an enemy to themselves, an enemy to the perfect will of God, which is a blessing for them. They become an enemy to their destiny, because they're not going to be able to fulfill everything, because they're not going to fight the same. See, when you love the world, it changes the way you contend. It changes the way you fight. It changes the way you pray. It changes your influence. It changes your perspective. And that's why it changes everything else, because your focus have changed. And when a man loves a sin somewhere, he's not going to preach against it the same way. He's not going to learn. And that sin is going to usurp his authority.
and become his master if he don't leave it alone, if he don't reject it. You have to do it God's way. You have to choose life and reject the lies of the serpent. You have to reject not only the fruit of the tree of life, but you have to reject the liar that's promoting it. Everything that's against God, every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, you receive the word and you destroy those thoughts, those fiery darts, casting it down because it's evil. And when you do that, you realize how evil it really is. You know, even this lesson we're doing is showing you how evil the small, subtle acts of pride can be. It hurts people, the people that are anointed, that's doing God's will, that people are jealous of. Because of their jealousy, they speak mean words, and it hurts their feelings. It makes them want to, it takes some of the coal off their fire. That's what it's designed to do, to make them feel like giving up. And because when people get in pride, they accuse you of something that's not there. They accuse your motives. I've had my motives accused many times. But you don't live that. You do what God say do anyway. And every time the enemy sends a negative report, an attack, you do it God's way anyway. When you misunderstood, do it God's way anyway. Never change your focus for the negative. Never change your focus for the lying words of the serpent. And never bite the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. See, that tree is still there in principle. Everything that's not of God is that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It's a false path. It's an end road to destruction, a path to destruction against what God, what you stand for and what you love. But when you continue to do it God's way, it works. When people misunderstand you and you love them anyway, then you can pray for them and get them out of darkness. You can love them anyway and never change in their face. And the people that see the whole thing, they'll learn wisdom because they see you operating in the knowledge of God. And that's just the way it is. The enemy hates God's word, and Satan hates the progress of man. He hates the union between God and man. He hates communion. When you take time and spend time with the Lord, he's afraid of it. He fears it. Be what Satan fears and do it on purpose. Some things I do, the main reason I do everything is because I love God. The bonus is it makes Satan mad. It embarrasses him because he's still trying to take over the realms of heaven and be like the Most High. He's trying to usurp he's trying to put himself in a high position that he can never deserve to be in. See, with the anointing, you're promoted. Wealth is in your spiritual bank account, and it can come back to you in every form of blessing, even long life, health, healing. You know, when I say healing, some people have damaged their body by smoking and they've shortened their lives. But now, then they turn to the Lord, they got on the right track, and they should die because they damaged their body. But they have wealth in their bank account, and it can be spent to heal their broken body that they broke in by not living right, by not taking care of their temple. And they can have extended life. And then some people, their body just was weak in the first place. And now Jesus provided healing. We can receive healing at our will. But things that are our fault, and there are laws out there called sowing and reaping. You've already done the wrong thing too long for your body to live as long as it should. But God needs you to live a little longer. And because there's spiritual wealth on your life, you can actually lengthen your days. You may not feel as perfect as you would have, but he can still lengthen your life so you can still use your anointing. There are many blessings. Doors will open up. Some doors don't open until you are obedient in doing God's will. So the faster you begin to be obedient, the more doors you can walk through and be a blessing. The more you'll be anointed, your anointing will grow. God will trust you with more. The gifts will work better for you. All these things happen over time, because for every gift and every multiplication of anointing, you have to be willing and able to carry it. And as you're obedient, this is the power of obedience. The more you're able to stay focused on the Lord and grow in the process of life and receive God's word and conquer the world. See, sometimes people say there's a lot of false teaching out there that come from the evil tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that got problems come to make you grow. Nobody ever grew from the problems they had. They overcame those problems because they had more of God's word, and they acted on it. They received God's word in their heart and they acted on it, and they conquered their problems. And what they learned was beautiful. And they feel like, well, I couldn't have learned it if I didn't have this problem. You know, David wouldn't have been recognized without Goliath. Yes, he would have, because he had the character of God. Something else would have happened and he would have conquered it. It doesn't matter what the problem. You don't need problems. You're able to conquer them, and you do it publicly. And you can become a hero because you conquer problems biblically. You do things biblically. You will, Satan ain't gonna stop trying to fight. So one day he gonna pick the wrong fight, and you gonna win. And he'll think he got you, but you got him, because you've taken time to be with the Lord. Now, before David killed Goliath, he was always in God's presence. He was singing songs as he did his faithful work. David was not lazy. He honored his father. He kept the sheep. He killed the lion that was trying to kill the sheep, and he killed the bear that was trying to take his sheep. Killed him with a knife. God was with him. So when Goliath came, he didn't see Goliath as a giant. He didn't see him as a threat. Just like you won't see the disasters that the enemy puts before you. It's not a threat, because if it's a problem with the body, God heals. You know God is a healer. You're not afraid of what Satan is doing. And you learn not to be afraid. Fear is never from God. Never from God. Fear is an agent that works for Satan. And it attaches Satan to your life wherever, in whatever area you fear him. Or you fear something, whatever it is you fear, that attaches Satan to that part of your life. So if you're a businessman, don't fear that you'll go broke. Know that you'll succeed and do what God, and work as under God, and remain at peace. Don't let things, people, thoughts, problems, situation cause you to lose focus on the Lord. God can solve your problems a million ways. Even millions of ways. It's easy for him. But when you're focused on him, you'll see the opportunities that are already there. And then you'll have the knowledge, the nous to act on them. The nous to act on them, the knowledge to just go forward. You'll have wisdom. You can see wisdom that's right there, given by the Holy Spirit. He will even guide you to even greater forms of success, so that problem will never interrupt your life again. And he'll help you with your personnel problems. Whatever the problem is, he'll show you how to easily solve it. How to put people in their best positions. Promote people out of positions that they don't want to be in to a position that they'll be better at. And put the right man in the right place, and everything flows right then. But laziness is not something that a businessman should ever have. Laziness is not of God either. It's an evil problem. And it causes you not to have progress. Now, when people love God, in heaven, we're going to see great glory. And if people could see that great glory now, Christians wouldn't be so lazy, apathetic, and reluctant. They'll be doing these things. so that they can not only win the souls that they can win, but they'll do it in the sight of their family and friends and win them too. Because people want to be on the winning side. And everybody needs to see Christians win that love God. Get your breakthrough. If God gave you a promise, make sure you don't die before you take it all. Jesus paid a high price for you to be healed. He paid a high price for you to succeed in this life. He's given you the... How can you go out of business and you have the guidance of the Holy Spirit in seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit? The seven spirits of God are there to give you wisdom, and He knows how to turn things around. Now, when it comes to people's will, He can't control it. He don't control that, and He don't want to. He wants people to make a choice. You know, even a marriage, you want somebody that loves you for you. Not somebody, if you got to keep talking them into staying, then you're not really married. It's not real. If they want to leave, and even against the knowledge of God, they still want to leave, you don't really have a spouse. And the Lord's not going to make them stay. If they stay, it's going to be because they want to. I'm saying this because people get attached to people and they alter their lives around people that are just reluctant. You may be legally married, but you're really married when you love that, when you love your spouse and your spouse love you. You chose your spouse and your spouse has chosen you. Some people in a situation, they chose their spouse, but their spouse don't really want them anymore. They want to leave. Well, I'm using this example because God wants to be chosen just like you want your spouse to choose you. God wants you to choose Him because that's what you want. That's why He put two trees. He wanted to be chosen and He wanted His enemy to be rejected all at the same time, and that you choose God. Adam was already in the Lord. But see, Christians, they're already saved, but they don't always choose what's best. Eating off the tree of life is like, it's like choosing, I'm going to choose the heart of God's will for my life and purpose. And I reject His enemy because I trust and have faith in God. That's what it means. So when you say, well, I'm going to do the perfect will, when you make that decision, the peace comes over you you didn't have before. And your joy starts to rise. And as you act on it, it gets even greater. Your peace, you're in the peace of God, and your joy multiplies. And remember, these things are without limit because you chose to do everything God's way. And when things come to challenge you, you conquer it because you hate that system of darkness. Many people, what has hindered the church from growing and reaching these wonderful potentials is because the persuasion of the world has gotten into the church. The limitations are learned behaviors, just like hatred, just like prejudices. They're learned behaviors. They don't come from God. They're fear-based, not faith-based. Every time people get off track and they get in pride, they get in fear with it. Envy and strife. When you're envious of somebody, you fear that you can't prosper like them, and they look better. And they're better than you. And then when you start speaking out of that fear, it creates more problems. Strife. That you feel like you've been cheated. And you won't forgive them. If you forgive them, the strife won't have any foundation to work with. And you fear that they're going to do better and better, and you're going to do worse and worse. And, you know, they're holding you back. And you can't see the good in them anymore. And that's going to lead to every evil work, even murder, if you don't stop the process of Satan's works. Now, a process, had, like we said in earlier broadcast, in previous broadcast, that many ministers govern their ministry the way Lucifer governed his. They want to usurp authority, to be the best looking, the best dressed, the best this, the best that, the most anointed.
once people get into that, they become an opponent to the perfect will of God. And instead of going forward, they stop and they start making a mess of things. So when one scripture says, do nothing out of vainglory. Because if you do something out of vainglory, it's no different than what Lucifer did. It turns you into it will turn you away from God, into the enemy of God. But when you do it God's way, you seek Him. You're able to be a blessing to others. In all the evil persuasions that are out there, people will start, if they attach themselves to any form of evil, they're gonna speak against you and be a problem. And then the Lord's gonna, if your heart is set to obey God fully, by the love of God, you're gonna know what to do. See, love reaches deep. It causes us to learn things we can't learn any other way. And you'll receive the wisdom of God and learn how to deal with this person of opposition. And it may be something that you have no experience in. And when you get to that bump in the road, you say, Lord, what do I do now? How do I deal with this? And the wisdom of God will unfold. God, the Holy Spirit will guide you. If they wearied you, the spirit of might will rise up. If you lack knowledge, the spirit of knowledge will rise up. If it's causing you to desire sin, the fear of God will rise up. See, you're complete in Him. You don't need anything from the outside to make or break you. It's not when a ministry goes forth and many people are coming out, wherever they go, millions of people listen to them. People are desiring that anointing. And they've been obeying God. And they're walking in greater and greater doors. And then people say, well, I want the same thing. And they try to manufacture it. Well, you can't. The only way you can get to where God wants you to go, see, that's another path. Your ministry may not ever, it may not be designed for that. Your ministry is unique in itself. And God does things the way according to the counsel of His will. Remember, God wanted to save the Ninevites because He knew that they would repent under certain situations. So God did all kind of things to get Jonah where he was supposed to be in time. See, the by the laws of sowing and reaping, God had to destroy them. He had to, and He had to do it at a certain time because they had done too much evil. But if they would repent at a certain time, then the Lord could spare them. So He told reluctant Jonah to go and minister to him. Jonah went the opposite direction, and the Lord prepared a fish, take him back to shore. And the fish spit him out. Now there's no fish capable of being a submarine for man, because God had to create, He prepared a fish. So when you watch it on the History Channel, they, you know, decide to say a whale can't do this, and they're right. But God prepared a fish that could act like a submarine, take Jonah behind right back to that ocean. And God can do stuff like that. Took him right back to the shoreline. I said ocean, but I meant to the beach. He took him to the beach. And then Jonah had, he repented and he started walking toward Nineveh like he's supposed to. And it was going to take him 3 days to get there. But then God transported him. And he got where he was supposed to be in one day. That's because the Lord transported him, just like He did Philip in Acts. You know, He transported him. God can do those things. He still transports people. Then He preached and the people repented. And the Lord was able to do it in time. So, time is very important to the anointing. You have to obey God now. And you know, just like I brighten my body, I speak the life of God. I speak that I'm obedient to the Lord so that I won't be reluctant and miss opportunities. And every opportunity I have, I minister. I do what God give me to do. You're going to have to do what God give you to do.
and it works. You know, I try to do at least one of these website broadcasts every day. And sometimes I do more than one. And the Lord, my instruction is to do as many as I can, because He's using this tool to help people grow. And I don't want to miss any opportunities, and I don't have to. But Satan's way is it slows everything down, stops the progress, hinders your efforts, and frustrates your purpose. But when you sink, when you look to the Lord and in the frame of, I'm going to obey you, Lord, I love you, and you see God for who He is, and you want His best, it changes everything. It takes you to another level. Every time you obey God and your anointing, spiritual wealth is being poured on your life. If you can see your heavenly bank account, the numbers are just rising. And that can come back to you in more opportunities, more souls saved, more opportunities to speak the word, to start another healing process in the lives of many others. It can be money, it can be cash, it can be long life, longevity, a healthy mind. Instead of Alzheimer's, your mind remains the same. In fact, by stripes you're healed. But even the things you don't see coming, God can just deal with it, because you got money in your account. And you still got the living blessings that Jesus gave. All these things are certain. But not when you follow after the path of Satan. Now, we're out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to speak life to your heart. Till next time, remember, I love you, God loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.